Throughout his career, Horst has modeled his leadership philosophy in three ways that really resonate with me, and you will hear about all three in this book. 1. Horst has always been a dreamer and a visionary. When he was a child in Germany, he told his family he wanted to work in a hotel. They tried to redirect him to other careers every step of the way, but he would not be dissuaded. He was determined to follow his dream as a young man at the end of a 3-year-old apprenticeship. Horst coined the phrase, "Ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen," which became the driving mantra not only for himself, but also for everyone who has ever reported to him. I'll never forget visiting Horst at his office at the Ritz-Carlton in Atlanta. I was privileged to witness one of the stand-up meetings he held with staff at the beginning of every week when he was in town. He wanted to make sure people knew where they were heading, giving them an opportunity to bring up any concerns they had for the week and review at least one of the hotel's standards of service with them. In terms of his vision of excellence, Horst has always believed in repetition and reinforcement as the best way to sustain the exemplary service standards taught to each hotel's staff member. Horst has always seen his employees as business partners. People both inside and outside the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company couldn't believe it when, many years ago, Horst instituted the police empowering every employee to spend up to $2,000 to make sure a guest is happy. He trusted his people's judgment, and he loved to collect stories that proved he was right. I particularly like the one about a housekeeper named Mary, who flew from Atlanta to Hawaii because a guest had forgotten his laptop computer in his room. He needed it for a big speech he was giving at an international conference in Honolulu the following afternoon. Mary didn't trust that the overnight courier would get the laptop to the gentleman in time for his speech, so she delivered it herself. Did Mary take advantage of the opportunity to have a quick vacation? No. She flew back to Atlanta on the next flight. What do you think was waiting for her when she arrived? A letter of commendation from Horst and high fives from her colleagues around the hotel. 3. Horst has always been a classic servant leader. I'll read his own words from chapter 6 of this book. Very few people come to work to be negative or to do a lousy job. People come to contribute to a purpose. When we invite them to join us to take on positions that benefit them, their talents can blossom. We haven't just grabbed them off a shelf. We have gotten to know them as human beings and carefully matched their unique interests with a set of tasks that energizes them. As a result, they become employees of excellence for a long, long time, which benefits not only them personally, but the organization as well. I'm so glad you're listening to this book. You'll love the pearls of wisdom that come directly from Horst Schulze's experience, wonderful stories and lessons to apply in your own organization. By the end, I know you will understand the truth in the title of this book, Excellence Wins. Ken Blanchard, co-founder and chief spiritual officer of the Ken Blanchard Companies, co-author of The New 1 Minute Manager, Raving Fans, and Servant Leadership in Action. Acknowledgements. I think it is the norm, as a way to start a book, to write a few words of thank you to all who impacted my life, work, thinking, and career, which in turn is reflected in this book. Well, to thank everyone would take half this book. Surely none of this could have been done without the support of a loving wife. Thank you, Sherry. And the love of my children. Thank you, Yvonne, Alexis, Brooke, and Ariel. You all sacrificed so very much. You all are very special. Thank you, all who were impactful on me and my career. Thank you, Carl Zeitler, my first maitre d', Colgate Holmes, Otto Kaiser, and Pat Foley. Thank you to all who were involved in the early creation of the Ritz-Carlton. It would not have been possible without you. So thank you, Ed Starrus, Joe Freeney, and Ziggy Brauer. Thank you, doormen, waiters, bellmen, housekeepers, chefs, busboys.